Please, Master. Please hit my pussy. Oh my God. Oh my God, that hurts so much. I can feel the sting on my clit and my pussy contracted it. The feeling, it was so painful. You look down at me and you say, again, please, Master. Please. Please hit my pussy. My legs try to clench together, but of course they can't in this position. I'm totally exposed. I wait your instructions. I wait for what I need to do. Again, my pet, is all you say. Oh my God, I don't know if I can do it again. I know I have to. Please, Master. Please hit my pussy. Look at me and you say, I didn't quite hear you say it louder, pet. Please, Master, please hit my pussy. So much. My clit is throbbing. My skin is stinging. And I know I've disappointed you. I'm sorry, Master, I say. I don't know what else to say. And I await. I await what you have to say to me. Looking up at you pleadingly. Knowing I can't say anything. My pussy on fire.
I look down at my handiwork. At that red, swollen, throbbing pussy. Near exposed clit. The riding crop is such a wonderful instrument. It's so precise and accurate. Each strike exactly where aimed. So much better than a crude flogger or whip. I get my phone and take a photo. This one I forward on to you so you can have a permanent reminder of what happens when you forget your place. when you are anything less than my perfect pet. I lean down and run my tongue across your clit. Normally that would get a moan of pleasure from you, but even the roughness of my tongue is painful on that swollen little nub. Is three enough? And that's the question I'm pondering. I see in your eyes, pleading with your eyes, for three to be sufficient. I do like the symmetry of the number. The object before me has three openings that bring me so much pleasure. Perhaps that's a sign that three will be enough for now, of course. For my pet's mind to be correct. And I think I've gone long enough without giving myself some pleasure. Because striking you brought me no pleasure, my pet. It was something you drove me to do. Although the sight of you like this does have me aroused, as you can see. And take my cock. Slide the head gently up your pussy. Just separating those swollen lips a little bit. You are still so wet though, my pet. Even the most painful of blows did nothing to stop your pussy from showing its true desire. I pull out, smack the head of my cock against your clit, just to see your body jump again. And then, slowly, start to work my way in. I think the crop has made your always hot, wet pussy. On fire. And swollen. You're tighter than ever right now, my pet. I love working my way in so painfully slowly, sliding 1 centimeter at a time. That's my test of willpower. My test to not just thrust into you, feeling you engulfing me, squeezing me, slowly I push in, seeing the change in the expression on your face, so quickly you go from pain and fear to ecstasy. I still have the crop in my hand, however. There is still that thought. Am I done using it? Is it just for show? All the way into you now. Still feeling you. Contractions of your pussy pulsing, squeezing me. Lovely, my pet.
I can't get much movement within my body because of the restraints. Oh, but my whole body is trying to move with your cock. To get some more stimulation. Oh God. Oh, it feels so good. So good. Oh, I can feel your hands. Oh, my thighs. Rubbing up and down. One hand holding the whip. As you do so. Oh, God. I can't help but moan. This causes a chuckle to escape from your mouth. That chuckle, you know, it makes me wet whenever you laugh or make that little snicker. It makes my whole body squirm inside because I know that you're either laughing at my pure sluttiness, my frustration, or just me. Oh God. Oh my God. You don't move much. You mainly just move very slowly back out. Oh God. My legs are aching at the restraints. It's a bit of a stretch, but your cock inside of me just takes away from any of the pain. Anything that hurt before is now in the background, blurred into a fog. All I can feel is my master's cock inside of me. Oh, and it is such a wonderful feeling. I look at you, and I can still see the whip in your hand. And I plead with my eyes. I don't dare speak. I don't dare say anything because you haven't given me permission. And after my outburst before, I feel that I would push my luck if I were to ask anything, to ask even to come. I know that would be overstepping the mark. Oh. God. I can feel my pussy contracting around you, wanting to feel every inch of you. And all I wish for is for you to just slam into me and start fucking me in earnest. Fucking me fast and hard. Using me. But you still just go slowly. Painfully slowly. It is so slow that it almost hurts. And I'm still watching that whip in your hands, wondering whether you're going to use it, wondering if you're finished with that. I think you enjoy just having it in your hand, watching my eyes, watching how I react to it, how I move from my eyes being closed, my mouth open in pure ecstasy as you fill me completely with your cock, to then my eyes open with a worried expression, furrowed brow, pleading into your eyes, wanting you not to hit me again. My skin is so tender. And my pussy so swollen. Oh, God. And I can feel how tight I am around you. How I swell around your hard member. I let out another moan. And you chuckle again. Oh, God, master, that chuckle. That laugh. It gets such a reaction from me. That laugh you do. I could listen to it all day.
Look at how you pathetically strain against your bonds, so desperate to get more cock in your pussy. What a true slut you are, how quickly you've turned your pain into desire. How your pussy just cannot stop soaking wet, so desperately wanting more. I like pretending that I'm gonna strike you with the crop. You can't stop your body from reacting. That quick little vibration as you jump feels wonderful in my cock. It would feel even better if I was all the way deep inside you. But not yet. Oh, I have an idea for that, my pet, which I'll tell you shortly. But for now, tell me, my pet, what of it? What do I own? How much of you is mine? Tell me, my pet, don't leave anything out. Tell me how your pussy is mine, your clit, your ass, your tits, your legs, your mouth, your throat, your very breath, your brain, your mind and soul. Tell me, my slut. And perhaps you will get your reward. Perhaps that spasming, swollen, aching pussy will give you the relief you need. I could barely hear you, my pet. Oh, all this panting and breathing. All that wetness your pussy is producing. Your mouth seems to be dried out, my pet. Let me help you. You slide all the way into your... into that sopping cunt. All the way out. Let me walk over here. Open wide, my pet. There you go. Suck all of that wetness off my cock. That'll help your dry throat. Some more. One moment. Back to your pussy. Sliding all the way in. All the way out. Back to your waiting mouth. Oh, so eager. There you go. Some more moisture. Since I'm such a nice master, there's lots of yummy pre-cum for you as well. There, doesn't your throat feel better? Now I have another nice surprise for you. I'm going to unhook your legs. There you go. I'll help you let them down. I bet that feels good to not be so stretched out like that. And let me just do one more thing. I'm going to clamp the ankle cuffs together with one of the D-rings. And now, lift your legs up. Pull your feet towards your pussy. See that big O that your legs make? Well, I'm just gonna step right inside that O. Isn't that nice, my pet? Your legs wrapped around me, locked in place. Now guess what we're gonna do?